VE7ROX.
Welcome to the Saskatchewan Reflector 9300. Link connected.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, we see it. If you'd love to visit the young lad up in Cold Lake there, we see the crops as you go farther north. They're a little bit behind, but then you go to Winnipeg and Lorette, and there's some out already in the fields, taking down the canola, I think, probably more than anything else, chopping it down to let it dry out a bit. It's still a bit early for the grains, but I know there was a couple of fields of grain there. They looked pretty close to maybe a straight combine them, but, you know, it's deceiving from the road. So, yeah, a week or two, depending on the weather, it can change pretty quick. If you get a real hot week, you'll be out in the fields pretty quick. So, yep, it definitely it varies as you go. Back to you.
Yeah, there are some guys that are starting to grow here around the area, you know, lentils and peas and, you know, crops that you can defecate and get them ready to combine. So there are guys starting to grow here. Barley is going to be coming soon as well. And, yeah, I think some guys were thinking of flossing it, but because they said it was going to rain, they held off, and I think they're glad they did, because I think now they're thinking of maybe straight combining here, so I will see how.
Yeah, you chopped off there at the end, but yeah, I think there's a few guys down here thinking the same thing. They waited, they heard the rain was coming, so they waited and decided to see how it goes and maybe straight combine as well, rather than let it sit. Yeah, good. Well, trust everything else is going good for the week. Back to you.
V5HLT back to you. I think I lost the battery there in my radio, so I don't know how much you got that, George.
Yeah, I got pretty much all of it. I think it just chopped off there just at the very end of your sentence there about the straight combining. I caught all of that stuff, so no, just the tail end of it there.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I think it's time for a new battery for that Yaesu, what is the model here, VX5R, something like that. Now those batteries, they seem to don't last as long as cheap Japanese radios, but anyway, they're a lot better radio, that's for sure. Anyway, we're pretty much done, so we'll turn it back to you, George, V5HLT.
Good, well, thanks for being there. My first customer tonight, so it's always good to break the ice. Yeah, it's nice weather outside, and that's what most people are doing. So thanks for being there. Have yourself a great week coming up, and if you're out helping again, be safe. Farming's dangerous, as you well know. Okay, do we have anybody else in the Regina area tonight? This is Victor Echo 5, Golf Tango Whiskey for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat. If you're there, love to talk to you.
VE5, LTD. Good evening, George.
Boy, I'm not getting anything here tonight for names. Yeah, good evening. For some reason, I'm not picking up the QRZ here, so I'm lost for names. But I know this is Bob, so yeah, good to hear you, Bob. How'd the week go?
Yeah, It went pretty good, all quiet and everything, nothing exciting. Just kind of waiting to see if we had any rain, but I guess we didn't get any over the week, so we'll see what happens this week. Sandy's the wife here wants to get her flowers to get watered, so, and she doesn't have to water them.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, our garden, it's not a raised garden, but it sits above the normal grade of the land. They basically put cinder blocks around and fill the hole with soil, so it sits high. And it always is dry, so we're always looking for rain when everybody else has already had lots. But, yeah, the flower beds up in the front, I'm sure, got their dose of water. Someone, depending who you're talking to, we had anywhere between an inch and a half and 2.5 inches of rain. So didn't come down too hard, apparently, just steady, so that was good. And we missed it. We were in Winnipeg or Lac de Lorette at the time. We did get some overnight in Lorette, but not as much as they got here.
Alrighty. Well, hopefully we'll get some sooner or later. Anyways, we'll play 73s and let you carry on. Have a good evening. C5LCD clear.
Yeah, thanks for being there, Bob. Have yourself a good week coming up, and we'll catch you again next week. Well, I went back to Regina, so I may as well ask again. Anybody else in Regina tonight besides Bob? Go ahead. We're looking to talk to you. Okay, we'll go back to Swift Current again where I was before I got lost. 1570. I'm glad I'm not driving if I got lost this bad. Anyway, it's Swift Current tonight. This is the Parton and Amateur Chit Chat. If you're there, please come now. Okay, we'll move a little bit farther towards the east and we'll try Fort Qu'Appelle. Anybody in Fort Qu'Appelle, node 1621. This is the Parton and Amateur Chit Chat calling. One more shout out for Fort Qu'Appelle. Anybody in Fort Qu'Appelle tonight, please come now. Okay, we're off to the big city up north. 1667 Saskatoon. Who do we have up in Saskatoon?